Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
You smell amazing this morning.
Spotty.
Yeah, what he's see. Rory has this. It's not Izzy Miyake. It's Aldi Miyake. It's like
it's whatever the knockoff version of it.
It's a knockoff version of it, but it's
a nice.
Yeah, there's a nice waft in here.
I don't want to be whiffy coming in here. Do you know what I mean?
No,
that's
good.
You don't
want
people going, oh, look,
very considerate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're talking about the kilt because Paul Maskell is in the paper this morning. The kilt is the new look for all men for this Christmas, lads. It's not just a kilt; it's a black mini kilt.
Nice.
Okay, and you wear your little black jocks underneath.
Have you still got the picture of it there?
I have it here.
Show
somewhere.
It to Rory. Rory, okay. Look at this.
Rory, how's that for
feast
a bit?
Feast your eyes.
Would you
on
get out?
That.
Would
you?
I could totally rock that.
Yeah,
I'd rock anything.
You would, of course,
actually.
Absolutely.
You should have seen him at the Imrose. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. Sharp out.
Yeah.
So we want to get to the history of the kilt and where it came from. Oh, by the way, somebody's been on to us here. I've got a lady here who's saying that this is kind of like a fantasy for her.
I'm with you this morning, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
My only fantasy is I'd love to see my fella wearing a kilt. That would be so, so hot.
Okay, well, not really, because it's quite ventilated down there, so it'd be quite cooler on the ghoulies. But anyway, Jenny, can we have your husband and can we get him into a kilt for you?
Please.
Get back to us immediately.
Please, Jenny.
Okay, so for anyone of Scottish ancestry, the kilt is a symbol of honour for the clan for which they belong. First worn by those who lived in the Scottish Highlands, the kilt was a manner of dress that afforded the fighting army with the possibility of the most useful tool. I think that's a wrong phrasing there, lads. So that's basically,
okay,
they've been wearing kilts prior to 1792. Kilts have been a thing to identify the leader of a clan.
Bit chilly if you're out on the battlefield, isn't it?
And Scotland's the coldest place in the world.
Yeah.
You wore a kilt at your wedding day.
Not my
Did
wedding.
You?
I just showed Casey a picture there of me wearing a kilt when my sister-in-law got married to a Scotsman / Chancellor Allen. So we all had to wear kilts for their bridal party.
What are they like to wear?
They're so liberating, so comfortable.
Is it?
Really?
Oh, man. Now, I didn't go full Scottish in that I wore jocks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was kind of kind of halfway there, but like still.
Still chilly,
liberating.
Though. And in a church.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is there anywhere in Cork that sells kilts?
Okay, kilty.
Jenny, we're on it.
Hey, you buy one in Clannachilty.
Hey!
Anyway, here's Michael McIntyre.
Is anybody actually in a kilt tonight? It's not a special occasion, I understand that. It's not a special occasion, but I do love it. I don't really know how it was invented. I've got a sort of theory on this. I think it's basically been created to be as opposite to English people as possible. I think at some stage during history, Scottish people got together and said, all right, today we're going to design the Scot, all right? Now, the theory on this is we're going to have him as opposite to English people as is humanly possible. Right, now, I've been down there. It's not pretty. They're wearing trousers. So we're going to open with a skirt. They've got little black socks. We're going to go with the long white hockey sock. How are you feeling? I'm feeling peculiar, if I'm honest with you. Now, unfortunately, I've been down there and they're all in underpants. So according to the rules, there can be no pants, Scott. Are you out of your bloody mind, eh? You've got me standing here in hockey socks and a skirt with my bring it out.
Breakfast
with KC. Cork's good times.
Red FM.
I heard some whispers on the grapevine. We're looking
general
at
election.
General election.
Yeah.
Okay. General. What do they call it? What do Gen Z call it? Jenny Lecky.
Yeah. Jenny Lecky. Yeah.
I got some wink wink information.
Okay.
For you. Okay. Now I can't tell you my source.
Okay.
But
November.
Third week of November, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. There's been rumors around for a while. Doesn't surprise me.
Probably we're a week away from it being announced.
Yeah.
And then they have 30 days and 30 days only. Each party goes hell for leather. And you're about to see the place awash with posters. But it is happening and it's going to happen before Christmas.
Bit much just before Christmas, isn't it?
You know, to add a bit of excitement to November. There's not much else. Everyone's at home. No one's
There's loads going on. This is, for me, the busiest time of the year.
What, November?
Yeah.
Oh, everyone kind of just takes it easy in November, don't they?
Well, no.
Not
really.
Victoria. She's doing her 12.
She's got kids and
her 12
Halloween
pubs of Vicness all year round.
12 pubs of Vicness, exactly.
You know who Jack Gleeson is?
I do now.
Yeah, Game of Thrones star Jack Gleeson from Kinsale.
I didn't know that.
He played one of the lead roles in Game of Thrones, King Joffrey.
Yeah.
He is spectacular. He's an amazing actor. He's the most. you just want to give him a punt up the hoop in Game of Thrones. He's such a little prick, but he's good. Absolutely amazing. he's one of the best actors. But
is
he's
this the first thing he was in, or has he been in other stuff?
He was in lots of dramas and plays and smaller things, but it was his first major role.
Wow.
And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know what happened, Joffrey. But Jack Gleeson swaps his crown and scowl for his bowler hat and smile in his latest role, the Cork Man, who quit acting in 2014. He was studying in Trinity in Dublin.
Okay.
And he kind of went away from acting. Said he was less passionate about the craft than previously, but Jack was back on our screens and is seen here filming in Manchester for House of Guinness, written by Peaky Blinders Stephen Knight. So that's another kind of Peaky Blinders project which is happening.
You're going to like that, aren't you?
You know it's going to be quality. Yeah. If Steve Knight's involved in it, it's going to be amazing. I mentioned this a couple of times during the week, and it is happening on the 25th of October. It's a Friday. If you're going to be in Mallow, go see Nathan Carter live, because you'll be helping raise charity money for the Irish Kidney Association, Breakthrough Cancer Research and the Alzheimer's Association.
Brilliant.
And it's happening at the Arches in Mallow on Friday, 25th of October. The last couple of tickets at Kylie's Garage in Mallow, if you want to grab those. Please go along and support that one. There's a story in The Sun this morning. And the headline is Namast Payday.
Okay.
What do you think that's to do with?
Namast Payday. Means we're getting a payday.
No.
Some money.
What's Namaste from?
Namaste is the Buddhist. Is it Buddhist?
A thing you say at the end of yoga, isn't it?
It's like praise the day, isn't it? I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can tell you now, someone's going to get onto that text machine in a second and tell me that I'm completely wrong.
It means bowing to you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste.
Okay. So anyway, the pun headline this morning is Namaste Payday. Because the story of a yoga teacher claims she still suffers pain in her neck and shoulder after her car was rear-ended 7 years ago, despite posting multiple pictures of herself spinning on her head.
Oh, it's not one of these again.
It is one of them. So this high court action over this 2017 crash is being battled out in court at the moment. Now, in her defense, Your Honor, you can still do yoga poses and do all that kind of cracking. You might still have neck pain. Like, it could be all legitimate.
Yeah, it could be.
But there was a court case. You just... Jesus. That was a burp. Well done. We're still waiting for your first one to come out the other end, actually, Victoria. But well done. That was spectacular. You all right?
Embarrassed to come back on the air.
No, listen, just let it go. If it's coming up, just let it go. We all do it. You just happen to do it on the radio. Anyway.
I'm really embarrassed.
Namaste. Jamie in the newsroom.
Yeah. Right. Love it, Jamie. Our Jamie.
We love Jamie.
One of the best newsreaders in the country.
Absolutely.
This man is...
Pure class.
He's pure class.
Boy, he really is. It.
He got a bit angsty the last
Didn't
day.
Didn't he?
He did get a bit wound up.
In work,
oh yeah. Yeah. Now, you know when work emails go around and the threads kick off?
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be quite funny, sometimes quite tense when people start responding to... Well, we call this a complaint, Rory.
Is it a complaint? Yeah, it's a complaint.
Jamie from the newsroom sent out a group email to all staff.
Right.
And... you be Jamie, I'll be me.
Okay. I have to practice my Jamie voice here now.
Okay.
Hi all. Just a reminder to please clean the coffee machine after you use it. The coffee grounds need to be emptied after each use, and the milk frother needs to be wiped with a cloth. Yours in latte, Jamie.
Hey. Yeah.
He was angry. He was annoyed.
Was, yeah.
I responded with, "Hi Jamie. Words cannot espresso how sorry I am to read this. Sounds like you have serious issues to grind. You appear to be frothing at the mouth and brewing up an internal storm. Remember, stay grounded. P.S. You're brutiful."
Hey. To which Jamie responded, "It's been a tough time trying to enjoy coffee of latte, I must say, Casey. I don't want to sound like a mug, but cleaning the machine would only take an instant. It's just gone to pot."
Oh, brilliant.
I reply with, "Listen, we all need to venti every now and then, but that's a tall order, Jamie. Just perk up some inner strength and clean it. People are really going to mocha you over this. You should be working, or are you pro-caffeinating?"
Hey!
It's been one of those days. See you later, percolator.
To which Jamie responded, the roasting makes me want to get on my velo. I feel like three fools, a badger, and a dodo. That machine cost a few Starbucks, and so my person isn't respecting it.
That's brilliant.
My coffee bros know that machine should be Paradiso. Scoozies for making a big deal out of this.
That is so good.
It just went on and on and on and on.
VIP time.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
Your daily dose of showbiz on the show every morning with the Queen, Vic. What have you got?
Okay, Al Pacino, legendary actor, has become a father for the fourth time. It happened last year. Mm-hmm. He is 83, I think. Which is quite an old age to have a child.
I'm just amazed that everything's still functioning
obviously
at that age.
Obviously it is.
Yeah.
As I said to you, but I mean, unfortunately, they're actually separated now, I think.
It's okay.
Noor Al-Four, I think is her name. And she is the mother of the baby, and her and Al Pacino are separated now. But he's been talking to the BBC about what it's like to become a father at that age. Have a listen.
How did all this happen? Because of hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha!
Well, it's extraordinary. I've reacted to it as many ways as you could possibly react to it. It's wonderful. You know, I have this little person. Everything he does is interesting to me, you know. So we talk. I play the harmonica with him. And we have made this kind of contact. So it's fun.
At 83, did you have any reservations about the age?
Well, yeah, I'd want to be around for this child. Of course I did. But things happen. And I wanted to be, and I hope I am. I hope I stay healthy. And he know who his dad is, of course.
You know, he sounds invested. He sounds like he's enjoying it. I mean, it is a mad age to be bringing kids into the world. I remember reading this article before, and it suggested that people shouldn't have kids.
Yes.
Until they're in their late 40s and 50s.
Okay.
Because you've gone through... You're just in a different place and you're much more relaxed. You're way more content and you're wiser and you're way more able to manage the stresses of dealing with kids.
Makes sense.
But then a huge amount of my friends have started having kids in their early 20s and they're out the other side of it now.
They've flown swings the nest. Swings and roundabouts, lads.
Heading off to Portugal playing golf every weekend. You know, those type of lucky...
No, I hear you. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because you do it either one of two ways. You either do it early or you do it late.
Pat has just WhatsApped in here. At least he's probably getting a double... Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can only imagine. Thanks, Pat. Moving on.
It was a joke about nappy discounts.
Yeah, I can only imagine. The Strictly Come Dancing saga from last weekend is continuing. It's been continuing all week. This, of course, is between Katia, the pro dancer, and Wyn Evans, the Welsh opera singer. It stems from the two of them being filmed. He put his arm around Katia and she pushed his hand away.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like damage limitation. Obviously, Strictly has, you know, been involved in a lot of controversies recently. And it obviously wants to move away from all of that. So here she is again speaking about it again on TV last night. Have a listen.
See the video the BBC made them do.
It
was a joke. We were just having a joke, weren't we?
Yes. We are.
It's
sorry.
So bad.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's karaoke.
Yes, that's karaoke. You're supposed to be paying. Katia!
Not karaoke.
To be honest,
oh my God.
I'll be honest with you, Casey, that was more entertaining than the clip you were going to play.
So we'll get back to karaoke in a moment. Here's Katia.
Yeah.
This whole incident with the hand and the high five on Saturday night, it was an inside joke between Wyn and I. Was it a silly joke? Yes. Was it a bad joke? Yes.
Yeah, and I've watched it back and... I can see how people may have misinterpreted it.
Yeah, but however, it was a joke. And even the idea that it made me feel uncomfortable or offended in any way is total nonsense. And those that have doubts, you guys have got it wrong. So hopefully this will be the end of it.
Don't think so.
You're fooling nobody, lads.
No, just, she did. She pushed his hand away.
Yeah, completely. She was uncomfortable with it. He wasn't just putting his hand in his side. He was moving up her body.
And she pushed his hand away. Just be honest. But you see, she can't be honest because the pressure is on them, isn't it?
They'll be hoofed out of the show this weekend, possibly.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. By the way, lads, ladies, those of you stuck in traffic at the moment, it's an absolute mess across Cork this morning. I'll get you your full rundown. We've got accidents and incidents everywhere. I think it's pretty foggy in parts of Cork this morning and driving conditions are bad. So please take it easy and watch the road. Jay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you parked up, fella?
In Macroom.
Oh, Macroom. Yeah. So what have we got? Incidents in Macroom this morning.
Yeah.
Cool Cower roundabout. You're going to have
We didn't see any. We didn't see anything. We got there. We passed it down. Just 7 minutes ago, it was okay.
So it's cleared up. Nice one. There you go. That's all we need you for. Thanks for joining us, Jay. Take care. All right. 10 out of 10 here, buddy, is going to get you a check for €1,000. You know what you got to do? Just give us a correct answer for everything and do it in 60 seconds.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jay, who holds Simon Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Anton Deck.
Who had a hit with Umbrella?
Rihanna.
Correct. Question number 3. Cork man Roy Keane is from what part of Cork?
He's Murphy.
What girl band disbanded in 2013?
Girls Aloud.
Question 5. How many players on a rugby team?
15.
Question 6. Who is the TV commentator for Ireland at the Eurovision?
So Matthew Whelan.
Question number 7. Which came first, Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook.
Question 8. What TV show? The TV show Narcos is set in what country?
Mexico.
Question number 9. What actor lives in a castle near Ballydehob? Quickly, just throw a guess. Legendary actor. Pink actor. Castle. Down Ballydehob, Ballydehob direction.
Ballydehob.
When you've got a crease in your shirt, you do a bit of...
Jeremy Irons.
Ireland.
Oh, Jace.
I wonder, does Jeremy iron or does he have someone to do the ironing
does
for him? Jesus, Jay, you were doing so well, man. You got Anton Deck, you got Rihanna, Mayfield, Girls Aloud, 15 players on a rugby team. Marty Whelan, how are you feeling? That was the answer to number 6. Facebook came first. Narcos is set in Colombia. It is.
Colombia.
Yeah,
it's about... the Mexican one as well, but.
Actually, you're right.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there's a Mexican. I would have had to have bowed before you on that one.
You would have.
Yeah. Jeremy Irons is the answer to number 9. Oh. And would you have known this if we had time? What was Ed Sheeran's first album called? Plus was the answer. Plus.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Jace.
I would have got caught in the tent one anyway.
Listen, Jay, another day, another dollar. We've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Yeah. And come back and do it again, buddy. Thanks a million for listening.
I will. Okay.
Thanks,
cheers, Jay.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now.
Do you know how to use a microwave?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how to use a microwave?
Do you mean a microwave?
A microwave.
Yes.
You stick your food in, you press the button and it heats up your food.
Yeah, but what about all the other buttons? The chicken and the roast. You know how to
just
do
don't bother with them.
Weights and
there's full power.
There's the power button, and then there's the start button, and then there's the dialy knobby thingy for the seconds and the minutes. And you turn that, and you press the start button, and you wait for your food to cook.
That's it.
What do you use microwaves for?
Reheat food.
I know, but what kind of food is it? Like, you know, your little
anything, beans, anything, pasta, potato, whatever.
Do you do like Prendeville? Prendeville comes in here in the morning. Ah, my brother, who's got porridge in the microwave? Because he heats his coffee up in the microwave. I've never seen that done before. You just throw it in, give it a blast for 30 seconds or whatever.
Like a coffee he's made at home or just like...
No, he makes it here. It goes cold and he gives it a dart. But somebody has been bad timing in here and using the microwave for porridge at 5 to 9 when Neil... Prendeville, aka Jimmy the Lock, wants to heat up his coffee.
Do we know who it is?
I think I do.
Okay.
But he comes in here with a big grumpy head. What's this guy thinking? I got a show to do. I need my coffee. And
that's really good.
It is a good impression.
When you hang around with somebody long enough, by the way, doing an impression of someone is the highest compliment you can pay them, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah. So you've been using microwaves wrong. This lady, her video has gone absolutely nuclear viral. She explains, if you take stuff out of the microwave and it's still cold in the middle, you're using the microwave wrong. Here's why.
people complain all the time that their food is cold in the middle after microwaved it for 10 minutes. And it's because they don't understand how their microwave works, because everybody puts their food in the middle of the microwave, which is the coldest part of your microwave. Out of the corner of your microwaves come microwaves, which are actually waves, and they hit each other in the middle of your microwave. And when they do that, in physics, you have what's called constructive interference, where they add up together and get really hot, or destructive interference, where they're totally out of phase. They cancel each other out. When you put your food in the microwave, you're supposed to put the food around the outside of the spinny plate, which is where the waves aren't bashing into each other. And if they do, your food moves all the way around the microwave, so it doesn't stay in a cold spot.
There you go. That's how you use a microwave.
I've got too many questions.
I've got Lisa here. Hello, Lisa. How's it going?
Very well, Casey. How are you?
Lisa, you're looking fantastic today. For a Wednesday morning,
She does look great, doesn't she?
Lisa always looks
great.
Yeah,
you do.
Lisa, horn check, please, Lisa. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, can I guess her car? Go on, give me one more blast. That's a Golf.
Is it a Golf?
Not at all. Skoda.
Ah, is it?
Totally wrong. Case.
Oh, there's a bit of a Scandinavian tone to that. Fred had to leave his car. Fred couldn't sit in his car. So, Fred, can I have your human horn, please? Sorry, from your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Can I have your impression of a car horn, please?
Oh, that's a high-pitched one. What's he driving? What car is he driving?
He's driving a canary. that was way too high pitched for a car horn. Actually, Fred, can you go low? Because this is going to go very confusing.
It's true, actually, yeah.
That's good. Very bovine, but we'll go with it. Okay, here we go, lads and ladies, Lisa and Fred, for the Carraboil voucher for 200 quid and for the 700 euro upgrade at the end of the week. You need to beep in if you know the answer.
This is the best of three this morning, isn't
best
it?
Best of three. Here we go. What R, letter R, is a singer and a fashion designer?
Lisa. Okay.
Lisa was in.
Rihanna.
First on points on the board.
Well done.
All right, Fred. Fred, you need to get back here. Okay, Fred.
Come on, Fred.
Number two. What R is a Canadian actor who's married... Was that Fred?
Yeah.
Fred? Yeah. Go on, Fred.
Ryan Reynolds.
He's not right.
No.
Famous for the Mickey Mouse Club. Famously sang and danced in a movie, also starring Emma Stone. Drove a car throughout another film.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
You got to beep your horn.
Ryan Gosling.
I didn't hear a beep, did you?
I didn't hear a beep.
No.
There you go. Ryan Gosling is correct. You won! Fred, I'm very sorry she pipped you to the post.
Yeah.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Talk to you again, Fred. Take it easy. Hey, Lisa, well done.
Well done.
That's super. Thanks so much.
So you got a 200 euro voucher from Carraboil making its way to you, and maybe the upgrade on Friday. 700 quid, you're in the draw for the big one, all right? Thanks so much for listening, Lisa. Well done.
Bye.
And if you have a look at Red FM's Instagram right now, if you're not following our Instagram page, go click follow. You get all the messing from the station, all the updates, great giveaways, all of that kind of stuff. But if you click into our stories, you will see that I put up a photograph this morning of Victoria's cardigan. Now, I think it's very, very festive. I think it's very Christmassy. She's having none of it.
It's Mexican. It's Mexican inspired.
Is it a Mexican Christmas?
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with Christmas. And by the way, I can never wear this cardigan again now.
Of course you can. You can wear it. It's lovely.
Unless it's December the 25th. So thanks very much.
Or Mexican Christmas Day.
Thanks.
How many pesetos did it cost you to buy it? Where'd you get it, by the way?
Dunez Boutique.
My brain is telling me that's a festive cardigan.
It's not a festive. It's green, white, and navy. Not a festive cardigan make.
You don't have a say in it
there's
anymore.
There's no red in it. There's no pink in it. There's no gold in it. There's no silver in it. Girls, am I right here? It has to have those colours in if it's going to be a festive.
Okay,
situation.
So it's up there. It's on our stories. What is Victorian? Is it a
Christmas? Somebody's just said Feliz Navidad to me. It's Kevin. Kevin, you think you're funny, all right?
The police have me, Dad.
Is it a Christmas cardigan or a Mexican rug for horses? That is the poll I put up on Instagram. 67% of Cork have said this is a Christmas cardigan.
Thanks, Cork.
So congratulations.
I'm going to go home and burn it now.
So because you are wearing a Christmas cardigan this morning. Unfortunately, there's only one thing that I can do.
You're not going to do it, are you?
I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
I couldn't possibly do it. For the day that's in it. See you tomorrow. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.